And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our nice little visit that we have each and every now and then with Casey Williamson. She's from Green Country Village Senior Living Community, and we have been spots before my eyes. You always have a wacky Wednesday when you come in here, young lady. What kind of wackiness are you perpetrating upon us today?
Today it is... we're doing animal prints.
I see.
So your listeners can't see, but you can probably hear that my mask is leopard, my shirt is leopard, and my shoes are leopard. So I wonder what animals we have at Green Country. I haven't been in yet today, so I'm looking forward to seeing what the residents are and associates are wearing today.
And it all matches so well. I'm like, oh, hey, welcome, incognito. I like this.
Yeah, it just, you know, adds a little fun and smiles throughout the day on Wednesdays, you know, mix things up.
Now, how we've been doing? It's been a month since I've run into you, but I understand that you've got some new friends.
Oh my gosh. It has been so exciting at Green Country in the last couple of months. We've had 14 new residents move in the last, since beginning of September. And so it's been nice to meet new friends. It adds a certain excitement to the community and energy. People already know each other, or we have people that are moving closer to family.
Gotcha.
And so it's just been a lot of fun meeting these folks.
And it always is fun to welcome new neighbors. And I'm sure the residents like that too, because, they get a chance to show them around a little bit.
That's right. So it's been fun meeting all these new people and seeing what all Green Country has to offer. You know, a lot of times seniors are at home. They might not be driving, or they may be... slowing down, and especially with COVID, they're probably not doing the same things that they were. And so when they move to Green Country Village, they have activities. They have the dining room. They can go out and about and have a social life. So that's been really fun to see for our residents.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. And of course, you've been keeping it so safe out there at Green Country Village. And that's one thing that, you know... I think you guys should be held up as a model, because the way that business has been conducted and the way that the lifestyles have, you know, not changed a whole lot. There have been some curtailments, but it's all been done very strategically, very methodically, and everyone has, it's been communicated very well, and everyone has gone along with the program pretty well.
Yeah, Tom, I think you're right when you say that. You know, we've been following CDC guidelines. We also are managed by Life Care Services. It's a management company. Of course, we're our only, you know, we're just a nonprofit, our only place, but we're managed by Life Care Services. And they have a playbook that we go by letter with best practices. They manage about 150 communities throughout the country. And so they were seeing on the coasts, when the virus came, what to do. And so we were learning from other communities what they were doing, what was working for them. And so that's how we've been healthy. And our associates and residents have really been stepping up and doing all the things that's been asked of all of us. And so it's, you know, I think the numbers speak for themselves. We've been great at Green Country.
And speaking of numbers, I understand another magic number person. We're celebrating another centenarian.
Yes. Mary Martin turned 100 years old last month, I believe. A couple of weeks ago.
That to 100 years young, because she doesn't act like it.
I know it. I know it. And it was so fun to celebrate her late husband Charlie's birthday when you guys came out and interviewed him. And that was so special. And so it was a celebration for her as well. But yeah, we just have some wonderful people. Some of the fun things that we did last week, and if you visit our Facebook page, you can see just how much fun we had. So last week for Halloween, one day we dressed up in orange and black. Another day we had a tattoo parlor where residents and associates could get, quote, inked. And a lot of the residents came up and got temporary tattoos, with a lot of laughter, snacks, fun things like that. We had a trick-or-treat trail, which typically residents, family members, like grandkids and great-grandkids come to trick-or-treat at Green Country, and our associates' children's, but children. But this year they couldn't come inside.
Understood, yeah.
So what we did is we had a trick-or-treat trail where... because we have 26 acres, they had a little path that the children went in their costumes, all dressed up, and we had stations where there were individually wrapped packs of
treats,
candy that they could grab, but they got to parade their costumes in front of all of our residents.
Oh, my.
And several of our residents dressed up as well, and it was just, as a matter of fact, we thought it was just great fun, so we think that even if they could come in next year, we think we would like to kind of expand and do some more fun, like a fall festival or something next year. So
now you're talking.
Now, yeah. So it was, you know, that's making lemonade out of lemons when you're like, oh, they can't come in. Oh, they can't come in. Let's do some fun things outside. So it was just, and it turned out to be an exquisitely beautiful day. So that was a lot of fun for all the residents and the kiddos, too.
Indeed. Now, at Green Country Village Senior Living Community, like you said, you got 26 acres. It's beautiful. Folks can go for walks, strolls, get some fresh air, and really enjoy some scenery. Plus, you're not that far away from just really any place you need. The only thing is, you just can't see it or hear it because the way this is shaped, the way it's landscaped, the way everything is all put together, it's you're secluded, but secluded in the middle of everything, which is just genius.
Well, and because we're celebrating our 30th anniversary.
30th? Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
But when they built Green Country Village, Walmart wasn't there. I think some of the neighborhoods were there, but the way they nestled it, and even though that there are other businesses around us, you would just never know. And like you said, you can't see it. You can't hear the traffic from 75. We're a stone's throw from 75. But the way they nestled Green Country into those trees, and we have a pond, it's just kind of out in the middle of nowhere, right in the middle of everything. So, yeah.
Now, with 14 new neighbors, folks must have been finding out about Green Country Village some way, shape, or form. And that is exciting to hear that folks have been able to move in. But for folks who have heard, but you really haven't, you know, investigated too much, there are a variety of ways in order to learn about the community and what it offers and even what it looks like.
Absolutely. We have online, you can check out our website at www.greencountryvillage.com. We have pictures of our community, of our residents doing activities. We have visual tours is what we're calling them, or virtual tours that you can call me and I can do a FaceTime with you, or I can email a video of, you know, I really think I kind of want a one-bedroom apartment. And I can send you a video of that so that you can say, this is an example of a one-bedroom. Oh, okay, this is what it looks like. And so we can do it live, or I can send it to you and you can look at it at your convenience. So
now
feel free to call.
If you're someone who's thinking that house is getting just to be a little too much of a beast, and you're looking for a nice way to transition and really get a good sense of community, a great safety feeling, and of course, some of the best neighbors you can ever find, this is the way to do it. Now, long before COVID, Casey gave me a tour, and I viewed that one bedroom. I don't know how you do this, but it's big enough for everything that you need, but yet it's small enough to take care of without you running laps all over the place. The kitchen's nice. The living room is very nice. Bedroom is roomy. And you have room to take care of, you know, just what you need to, and not a whole bunch of stuff you don't. It's kind of funny because it's like the best of both worlds. It's big enough. But yet, it's small enough at the same time, I guess is what I'm trying
Absolutely.
To say.
And for those people that want larger, we have a two and three bedroom apartments available.
Mm-hmm.
But to your point, Tom, you know, think about how we use our houses. For me, I use my bedroom, my restroom, my kitchen, and my living room. That's about all. I have two other bedrooms and another bathroom. If I have guests, great. But our residents use their apartments a little differently than they would use their home because we have a dining room. There are craft rooms, library. So you don't have to have an actual room dedicated to all your books because you're going to walk right down the hall and sit in our library. And then you close the door and let somebody else take care of the books. And when you say take care of stuff, you know, we have housekeeping, we have maintenance. So really, when you say take care of it, we'll help you do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And so those apartments that, you know, that's the biggest thing that I hear about from people that are talking about moving is, oh, how do I downsize? Or I've lived in this four bedroom house and I really encourage them and say, but really how much of the house do you use? How much are you having to take care of? And you utilize Green Country a little bit differently because it's like a cruise ship. You close the door and let someone else take care of the dining, the cleaning of, of the, you know, main areas. And of course, housekeeping for your apartment too. So it's best of all worlds.
Oh, man alive. And it's really nice, too, because it's very stylish. It's not over the top by any stretch of the imagination. It's just plain comfortable.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, residents can choose wall colors. We do have some with granite and stainless steel, of course, making us unique in Bartlesville in an independent living. We have full-size laundry rooms and full-size kitchens.
Yes, you do.
And so, you know, that makes it homier. And but you can choose where you want it. Do you want to look over the pond in the back? Do you want to be close to the dining room? You know, there's some really great options for choices at Green Country.
Indeed, and choices is what it's all about. Now, you have different levels here of where folks can set up and live, and some couples age differently than others. Some have other needs, whereas the other part of the couple might not. But you even accommodate that.
Yeah, so independent living's just that. Sometimes we have couples where one of the residents is very independent, but the other, like you said, is aging differently. They may bring in home health or companion care and live in independent living. Or they may choose to go to assisted living where 24-hour nursing care is there and medication management is is available, as well as bathing and dressing if needed. And for those that have cognitive issues like Alzheimer's or dementia, we do have a safe and secure community called Lakeview, and it's our memory support community. So, you know, there's something for everyone. And so, you know, whatever your needs are, we would love to assist and help you find the right home and right apartment for you.
And it's so easy, too. It starts with a phone call.
Yep.
And then we go from there.
Yes.
And we can take you on a variety of different trips, so to speak, and also let you see what's going on. And one of the things I liked about it is that when we were, and we're probably not there yet, but when we were taking a walk around there, I was talking to the residents. They're the best sales staff you got.
I'll tell you, I get out of their way. It's so fun. And that's where you really know how the community and the associates are doing on behalf of our residents is when you hear the residents do your sales pitch for you. So for me, you know, I don't need to show, I don't live there, so I don't get to speak from experience, but our residents do. And their word carries so much farther than mine. And of course, they're wonderful representatives of Green Country Village.
Some of the coolest people you're going to meet.
That's my favorite part of it. I just have, I have stories for days about these wonderful people.
Alrighty, once again, what is the phone number? How do we get a hold of you, Casey?
918, of course, 335-2086 is our main line. You can call and ask for Casey Williams. You can get online at www.greencountryvillage.com, and you can put in your email address. There's a form there if you want me to reach you that way. So there's a lot of ways to reach out.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today.
It's always a pleasure, and I appreciate it.
All right. I love the fact that you come in on Wacky Wednesday, because I just never know what to expect from Casey.
Yeah, and sometimes I'm glad that we're not on camera.
All right. Take care, young lady, and be well. We've got more coming up.
All right. See you.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.